Hello, my friend. Greetings and good day to you. This is your brother Ramesh Medetsani from our Daily Blessing adapter from NCM. I hope this audio clip will be a blessing to you. An electrical power failure causes problems every way you turn. In the absence of the power, do we realize the importance of it? The same is true of a spiritual power failure within our lives. But unlike a failing electricity source, the Bible is very clear that there is always an abundance of power available to see us through even the most trying and difficult circumstances. For the Christian, the source of power is God Himself, and God never runs out of power or fails in anything. If that's true, how can there ever be a spiritual power failure in a believer's life? The problem arises when we get cut off from the power supply. And one of the primary means by which God transmits His mighty power to His people is through His Word. The Word of God is food that sustains and empowers our soul and spirit. Apostle Paul spoke of being nourished upon the words of faith. How does it go with you? Are you making time each day to nourish your soul on the Word of God? Don't let a power failure happen in your life. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12, "For the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart." Remember, my friends, there is power in the blood of Jesus. Use it, but do not abuse or misuse. Shall we pray? Father in heaven, thank you for your life-giving word. We do not live by bread alone, but by your words we are made alive each day. Spirit of God, we pray, may you cause us to bear the light and share the love with our community. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.